Are you tired of feeling lost and aimless in life? Do you struggle to find purpose and direction as a man in today's world? Don't worry. In this video, we're going to delve into the timeless wisdom of Marcus Aurelius to uncover 8 hard-hitting rules of life that every man should live by. Whether you're feeling stuck in a rut or simply looking to enhance your mindset, these rules will guide you on the path to personal growth and fulfillment. Stay tuned as we explore how the teachings of Marcus Aurelius can transform your life and help you navigate the challenges of modern masculinity. Rule number 1. Work harder, no one else will care. When Marcus Aurelius spoke about the importance of working harder, he wasn't just referring to putting in more hours at work. He was emphasizing the need to go above and beyond, to push yourself beyond your comfort zone, and to strive for excellence in everything you do. Working harder means giving your best effort, staying committed to your goals, and never settling for mediocrity. It means embracing challenges, accepting failures as learning opportunities, and continuously seeking ways to improve yourself. When you work harder, you not only increase your chances of achieving your goals, but you also set yourself apart from others. Whether you're striving for career advancement, personal growth, or any other form of success, the effort you put in will not go unnoticed. People admire those who are willing to go the extra mile, who are committed to their work, and who show a strong work ethic. By working harder, you demonstrate your passion, your drive, and your determination to succeed. When you work harder, you take control of your own destiny. You don't leave your future in the hands of others. Instead, you create your own opportunities and shape your own path. You become the master of your own fate, guiding your life in the direction you desire. When you work harder, you build resilience, you develop grit, and you cultivate a sense of self-reliance that will serve you well in all aspects of your life. It's true that working harder can be challenging. It requires discipline, sacrifice, and a willingness to step outside your comfort zone. There will be days when you feel exhausted, discouraged, or overwhelmed. But it's during these challenging times that your true character is tested. It's when you push through the obstacles, persevere in the face of adversity, and keep moving forward that you realize your full potential. Remember, the journey to success is not a sprint. It's a marathon. It's a long and arduous road filled with ups and downs, twists and turns. There will be setbacks along the way, moments of doubt, and occasions when you feel like giving up. But it's during these difficult times that the importance of working harder becomes even more evident. It's when you dig deep, find your inner strength, and keep pushing forward that you discover what you're truly capable of. By working harder each day, you're not only investing in your future, but also setting yourself up for a life of fulfillment, achievement, and true success. Rule number 2, putting yourself first may upset others. Living in a world where we are constantly bombarded with messages about being selfless and putting others first, it can be easy to overlook the importance of taking care of ourselves. However, Marcus Aurelius reminds us that prioritizing our own needs is not selfish, but necessary for personal growth and overall well-being. Putting yourself first may upset others, serves as a powerful reminder that we must not neglect ourselves in the pursuit of keeping others happy. One common misconception is that taking care of ourselves means disregarding the needs and feelings of those around us. However, self-care is not about being self-absorbed or disregarding the importance of others in our lives. It is about recognizing our own value and ensuring that we are in a position to give our best to others. Just like the safety instructions on an airplane remind us to secure our oxygen mask before assisting others, we must prioritize our own well-being before trying to help those around us. Putting yourself first may upset others because it challenges the status quo and disrupts established roles within relationships. People may be accustomed to you always saying yes, putting their needs ahead of your own, and sacrificing your own well-being for the sake of theirs. When you begin to prioritize yourself, it can create discomfort and resistance from those who have grown accustomed to your selflessness. This discomfort may arise from a sense of loss or a fear of change, as they realize that you are no longer willing to always put their needs above your own. Moreover, when you start putting yourself first, it may trigger feelings of guilt or obligation in others. They may question why you are no longer meeting their expectations or fulfilling the roles they have assigned to you. However, it is important to remember that taking care of yourself is not a rejection of others, but a necessary step towards personal growth and fulfillment. By setting boundaries and asserting your own needs, you are establishing healthy relationships based on mutual respect and understanding. It is natural to want to please others and maintain harmony in our relationships. However, constantly prioritizing the needs of others at the expense of our own can lead to feelings of resentment, burnout, and dissatisfaction. By practicing self-care and putting ourselves first, we are better equipped to show up as our best selves in our interactions with others. When we prioritize our well-being, we have more energy, patience, and compassion to offer to those around us. It is important to remember that it is not our responsibility to make everyone happy at the expense of our own happiness. Each person is responsible for their own emotions and well-being, and we cannot carry the burden of constantly trying to please everyone else. When we prioritize ourselves, we are not being selfish, but rather setting an example of self-respect and self-love. By taking care of our own needs, we are better able to show up authentically in our relationships and contribute positively to the well-being of those around us. By setting boundaries, practicing self-care, and asserting your own needs, you are honoring your value and worth as an individual. Remember that you cannot pour from an empty cup, and taking care of yourself is not a luxury, but a fundamental requirement for a healthy and fulfilling life. Rule number 3. People will ignore you until they need you. In life, we all come to realize that people often have their own priorities and concerns that take precedence over our presence or needs. This fundamental rule, often observed through personal experiences and interactions with others, highlights a common aspect of human behavior that can be challenging to navigate. Imagine being in a situation where you reach out to someone for help, support, or even just a friendly conversation, only to receive little to no response. It can be disheartening and frustrating, leaving you feeling overlooked or insignificant. This feeling of being ignored can trigger a range of emotions, from disappointment to resentment, and can impact our self-esteem and relationships with others. But why does this happen? Why do people seem to disregard us until they require something from us? The answer lies in the complexities of human nature and the dynamics of social interactions. People are often preoccupied with their own lives, responsibilities, and challenges, leading them to prioritize their immediate needs and concerns over engaging with others. In a fast-paced world filled with distractions and demands, it is easy for individuals to overlook or disregard those around them until they find themselves in a situation where they could benefit from their assistance or presence. However, it is essential to understand that this behavior is not necessarily malicious or intentional. Instead, it is a natural tendency for individuals to focus on their personal needs and goals, especially when faced with pressing issues or challenges. In times of crisis or difficulty, people may turn to others for help, support, or guidance, recognizing the value of their connections and relationships. This is when individuals may suddenly acknowledge and reach out to those they had previously ignored, realizing the importance of their presence and contributions. As challenging as it may be to accept this reality, it is crucial to approach it with a sense of understanding and empathy. Recognizing that people's actions are often driven by their own circumstances and priorities can help alleviate feelings of resentment or frustration when we feel ignored or overlooked. By embracing this rule as a part of the intricate tapestry of human interactions, we can develop a more balanced perspective on our relationships and interactions with others. Rule number 4. Things get better when you stop caring. When you care too much about what others think of you, you end up placing your own happiness and well-being in the hands of others. This constant need for approval can lead to anxiety, stress, and a sense of inadequacy. Marcus Aurelius understood the futility of seeking external validation and encouraged a shift towards inner peace and self-acceptance. By letting go of the need for external validation, you gain a sense of freedom and empowerment. You no longer feel the constant pressure to conform to societal expectations or meet the standards set by others. Instead, you are able to define your own path and live life on your own terms. When you stop caring about what others think, you become more authentic and true to yourself. You no longer feel the need to wear masks or put on a facade to please others. You can express your true thoughts and emotions without fear of judgment, allowing you to form deeper and more genuine connections with those around you. Furthermore, when you let go of the need for external validation, you focus more on your own growth and self-improvement. Instead of seeking approval from others, you channel your energy into developing your skills, pursuing your passions, and working towards your goals. This shift in focus allows you to unlock your full potential and realize your true capabilities. The key to finding true happiness and fulfillment lies in prioritizing your own well-being and growth. When you stop caring about what others think and start focusing on your own happiness, you begin to cultivate a sense of inner peace and contentment. This inner peace radiates outward, positively impacting every aspect of your life. By letting go of the need for external validation, you also free yourself from the constant cycle of comparison. When you stop measuring your worth based on the standards set by others, you embrace your unique qualities and celebrate your individuality. This acceptance of self leads to greater self-confidence and a deeper sense of self-worth. When you stop caring about the judgments of others, you release yourself from the burden of seeking perfection. You no longer feel the need to meet unrealistic expectations or strive for unattainable standards. Instead, you embrace your flaws and imperfections, recognizing that they are a natural part of being human. When you stop caring about what others think, you become more resilient in the face of criticism and rejection. You develop a greater sense of self-assurance and inner strength, allowing you to navigate life's challenges with confidence and grace. This resilience enables you to face adversity head-on and emerge stronger and more resilient than before. By letting go of the need for external validation, you pave the way for a more authentic, fulfilling, and empowered life. Embrace your true self, focus on your own growth and happiness, and watch as your life transforms for the better. Rule number 5. Heartbreak reveals the truth. Heartbreak is a universal experience, one that transcends time, culture, and individual circumstances. It is a profound emotion that can shake us to our core, leaving us feeling lost, vulnerable, and alone. When we experience heartbreak, whether it be from a romantic relationship, a friendship, or a professional setback, we are forced to confront our deepest fears, insecurities, and vulnerabilities. In the midst of our pain and sorrow, we are often blinded by our emotions, unable to see the light at the end of the tunnel. However, as Marcus Aurelius wisely reminds us, heartbreak has the power to reveal profound truths that we may have been unwilling or unable to see before. When we experience heartbreak, we are forced to come face to face with our own vulnerabilities and limitations. We are confronted with the harsh reality that things do not always go as planned, that people we love can hurt us, and that life is inherently unpredictable. In these moments of despair, we are stripped of our illusions and forced to confront the truth of our own humanity. We are reminded that we are not perfect, that we are capable of feeling pain, and that we are ultimately responsible for our own happiness and well-being. But amidst the darkness of heartbreak, there is also a glimmer of hope, a silver lining that shines through the storm. For in the midst of our pain and sorrow, we are given the opportunity to learn, to grow, and to transform. Heartbreak is a powerful catalyst for self-discovery and personal growth, forcing us to reevaluate our priorities, beliefs, and values. It challenges us to confront our fears, to overcome our insecurities, and to become the best version of ourselves. We are forced to confront the harsh realities of the world, to acknowledge our own vulnerabilities, and to find the strength within ourselves to move forward. Heartbreak reveals the truth about who we are, what we want, and what truly matters to us. It teaches us to appreciate the fleeting nature of life, the impermanence of relationships, and the resilience of the human spirit. Through heartbreak, we learn that pain is an inevitable part of the human experience, but it is also a temporary one. we discover that healing takes time, that wounds need to be tended to, and that scars can eventually fade. We realize that we are capable of overcoming even the most devastating setbacks, that we have the power to rise above our circumstances, and that we have the resilience to rebuild our lives from the ground up. Heartbreak reveals the truth about the nature of relationships, teaching us that love is not always easy, that trust can be fragile, and that forgiveness is essential. It forces us to confront our own vulnerabilities and insecurities, to communicate openly and honestly with others, and to set healthy boundaries for ourselves. It shows us that relationships are a two-way street, that both parties need to be willing to work together, and that mutual respect and understanding are the cornerstones of a lasting connection. When we experience heartbreak, we are given the opportunity to learn, to grow, and to transform ourselves in ways we never thought possible. Embrace the pain, embrace the sorrow, and embrace the truth that heartbreak reveals. For it is through our darkest moments that we discover the strength, resilience, and wisdom that lies within us. Rule number 6. Be good without needing to prove it. Being good without needing to prove it encapsulates the idea that one's actions should be driven by intrinsic values and a sense of duty rather than the desire for external validation. In a society where the spotlight often shines on outward achievements and accolades, this rule challenges individuals to prioritize moral uprightness and ethical conduct above all else. It underscores the importance of acting with integrity and kindness consistently, irrespective of the presence of an audience or the promise of praise. To embody this principle is to cultivate a mindset that is rooted in authenticity and inner strength. It requires individuals to cultivate a sense of self-awareness and moral responsibility that transcends the need for validation from others. By adhering to this rule, one cultivates a sense of moral autonomy and independence that is grounded in a deep-seated commitment to principles of goodness and virtue. Being good without needing to prove it also speaks to the transformative power of humility and selflessness. It encourages individuals to perform acts of kindness and compassion, not for the sake of recognition, but out of a genuine desire to make a positive impact on the world around them. This selfless approach to goodness fosters a sense of interconnectedness and community spirit, where individuals seek to uplift and support others without seeking validation or praise in return. Moreover, this rule serves as a safeguard against the pitfalls of vanity and ego that often accompany the pursuit of external validation. By divorcing one's actions from the need for recognition, individuals are able to act in alignment with their true values and beliefs, free from the constraints of societal expectations or approval. This autonomy and moral decision-making empowers individuals to stay true to their principles and convictions, even in the face of adversity or criticism. By embodying this rule, one cultivates a sense of inner peace and resilience that transcends the fleeting rewards of external validation, finding fulfillment in the knowledge that their actions are guided by a higher purpose. To live by this rule is to embrace a life of authenticity and moral clarity, where one's actions are a reflection of their true character and values. It is a commitment to integrity and ethical conduct that transcends the boundaries of social approval or validation, serving as a beacon of light in a world often clouded by the pursuit of recognition and status. By living in accordance with this rule, one cultivates a sense of inner strength and authenticity that serves as a guiding light in navigating life's challenges and uncertainties. Rule number 7. Some fear your potential and won't support you. As you strive for personal growth and success, you may encounter individuals who feel threatened by your ambition and potential. Marcus Aurelius encourages us to rise above the fear and negativity of others and stay committed to our goals. Surround yourself with positive influences and supporters who uplift and inspire you, knowing that true allies will stand by you through thick and thin. Rule number 8. People will let you down. Rely on yourself more. Marcus Aurelius reminds us of the importance of self-reliance and self-sufficiency. While meaningful connections with others are valuable, it's crucial to cultivate inner strength and resilience that enable you to weather life's storms independently. Trust in your abilities and values, knowing that you are capable of overcoming any challenge that comes your way. By embracing these 8 hard rules of life, men can cultivate resilience, self-awareness, and inner strength that empower them to thrive in any circumstance. Remember, true fulfillment comes from living authentically, pursuing your passions, and staying true to your values, no matter the challenges you may face.